You're listening to Radio Islam International. We're honored to have at the studios of Radio Islam International, Sister Nadima, who is an activist, a humanitarian, and also the founder of Dream Voice Act. Welcome her to Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Yusuf brother. Thank you so kindly for your community, for all the brothers and sisters, for making the intention to have me here and share the voices of the women and the children and the men of Afghanistan. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to this the show with you, inshallah.
Khush amdeed.
Tashakkur. And I also would love to greet my all the brothers and sisters in South Africa, in Johannesburg. I want to say that Stari Mashai, Khudedawaki Chikhawai, Jurwai, Rugwai, Takrawai, Sahetkiwai, Mina Mahabatkiwai, Dustaikiwai, Tpokaikiwai, Zaitosipatingarakakai. So I'm just wishing by the grace of Allah to all of you love, happiness, joy, unity, friendship, and goodness, and abundance of health and wealth. That's how we do it when we first meet the Afghans.
And what you've just mentioned now encapsulates all our human needs, all that we really need.
Yes.
You know, if we can all experience and, you know, enjoy those qualities that you've spoken about, and this can be spread across the globe, then the world would be a much better place.
Yes, I think it's important to ask the person how they're doing before we start telling them what they should do or what's happening. I think that it's important to get the state of the person, how they're in what state they're, especially with what's been going on in Afghanistan, even for myself. I like people ask me, how are you doing? Because it's important to connect the hearts first before we go to the world stuff, you know.
And then to uplift their state if they're not in a good space with some good and positive news in a way that we could motivate them, inshallah.
Well, we are, alhamdulillah, in a healing journey. Alhamdulillah, now we are the people. We are the community. And it's our people now that we're going to build our community together. So yes, we've been through a lot. But alhamdulillah, we're in a healing space and we need a lot of healing and we need a lot of du'as. And we also need a lot of support from communities that are for the people, for the well-being of the children and the men and the women, the basic needs. You know, earlier I went to this place, at Tawheed Foundation, and I met Sheikh Brother Dr. Al-Bassouni. And I was telling Mariam that they're like, you know, look, there's so much good happening. I said, wow, they have no idea what's happening in Afghanistan. It was so lovely. There were chairs. There were around probably 100 people sitting beautifully, comfortably. Of course, they were going to get some aid. And everything was so well organized. And when I left, I looked around and said, oh, there's nobody here anymore. You see, in Afghanistan, when something like that is happening, when we're giving aid, we will bring aid for 500 families. But then we'll have thousands come out. They rip those rice and bags into pieces because they're dying of hunger. So I was like, this was done so comfortably and peacefully without any conflict, without any fights that I wanted to. There was no women dragging me and pulling my clothes saying, here's my prescription. I need help. I have my kidneys are failing. I said, this was done. So basically, alhamdulillah, we're good, but I feel like the people of Afghanistan are making a lot of sacrifices. And it is time that we focus on the people. Even me being here, I know I'm being pushed around for certain political agendas, but I'm doing my best to focus on the people. That we have to focus on creating support for our community, you know. And even when I met women at the Gion district where the earthquakes took place, there was a lady, Ama, we call her. I call everybody Khala, Ama, Auntie. She had 18 graves, man. Think about that, Yusuf brother. You have 18 graves of your grandchildren, your son, your daughter-in-law, your husband, gone within a year. And wallahi, you know what she said to me? I said, how are you? I have pictures. I will share it with you. But we covered the hair, but I asked her for permission. I said, I need to bring that out, you know, if that okay. And she said, of course, do it. I said, are you okay? She said, Allah, I cannot cry. I must ask Allah for forgiveness. That the Khuday Amar, he's like, this is Amar of Allah. He said, but it's my heart that's crying. It's not me. I have to be grateful. I still have a couple of daughters left. He said, this is what we're going through. And now winter is around the corner. What I would like all of you to ask me, how can we help Nadima? How many cows do you need? How many women are in need of food? People are telling me, oh yeah, the men are selling their daughters. They know how to do the narrative to dehumanize us and desensitize people from having empathy from my community. But they don't say, hey, wait a minute, what happened to that man? Did he sell her or married her off in the best way possible so he has to feed one less mouth? You understand? So winter is around the corner. And all those earthquakes that took place, 1,000 died, but 1,000 lost their homes. I have the videos. I swear, Yusuf, when you see the little baby under a tree, because there's nothing left. And those communities were deprived for 21 years because they affiliated that areas with terrorism. They completely rejected them. Why? And how long, for how long I, my women, my people, or the world, we're going to put up with this nonsense? For how long are we going to just justify crime, war crime, murder, and killing of children? And it's justified. First, in this country, it was the color. In my country, they use religion against us. And the world is just watching. And now there's sanctions. Everybody have asked for support. They're like, yeah, there's sanctions. We don't have a way of giving you money for these widows. A'uzubillah, like, what is going on with the world?
Yes.
You know? Sorry, I took too much.
No. You know, the insight that you share with us gives us the real human aspect to the entire situation. As you say, you know, that we look at the situation in terms of the Russian invasion, then the American invasion,
yes.
Then the Americans pull out, and then there's talk about whether it was too soon or whether it was the right time. And all of this, it's all focused on that particular angle where it's the actual predicament of the normal people on the street and what they have to endure and what they had to experience through these 40, 50 years of oppression, of imperialism, of violation of their rights.
You know, Yusuf, brother, when I go to these villages, and I will share that footage with you. You know, it's my accounts, or a lot of them are flagged now. You see, when I speak for community support, I'm also now tagged into different, I'm being pushed around, and I am not, my what I'm saying is no more good enough because I'm not pushing women's education. I am for women's education. That's our haq. Islam promotes women's ilm. The woman, the mother, is encouraged to learn. She's taught at a very young age hygiene, cleaning, nurturing, love. It's so much compassion is given to us through that way, because my mother is that. I am that woman, you know. But before we do that, can we please think about the widows? Can we think about the children? I was telling Mariam on the way, I said, Mariam, on this road, you call this poor area? Where are the beggars? Where's the woman that has 6 kids around her and she's giving them opium so they are drugged out so they don't cry and scream? They're just under the sun for like 10 hours straight. I said, you don't have poverty here. You're not suffering. Where's the beggars? Not a single person has run and slammed the door because we're driving a white car. That hasn't happened. It's happening in my country every single day. And alhamdulillah, I'm a proud Afghan woman. I'm a Pashtun woman. I don't want to say that on every channel because I feel like it will be used against me and petty is given to us. And they bring this idea of charity to us. I don't want your khairat thrown at me. I want you to work with us. Empower my women. Empower my men. Bring us skills. Don't take away the ones that are almost there through distant learning. Don't give me charity. Tell me, how can we help with midwife programs? How can we help with nursing? How can we help you take care of the old age because the sons are being killed? Help me with that. Sit with me. Tell me how my women love to sew. A lot of my women don't want to go to school. They're like, what am I going to do? I'm 30 years old. I want to sew. I love sewing. I want to feed my children. My husband, half of he's half paralyzed. His leg has been blown up in the mines. So I want to work, Nadima. Get me a job here. Take my things, sell them for me, and bring me money so I can have... I don't want to beg. Wallahi, there's kids on the street. When you go give them money, they say, let me polish your shoes first. Don't give me $5, 5 Afghan or 10 Afghan. You see? So I want the support from the communities to be given respectfully. And I want... That's why I asked you, so brother, what's your intention? Because I feel like a lot of the media is just toying with Afghanistan and people. It's become a big, like, just to make yourself feel good. That's why when Mariam's sister spoke to me, I asked her, why do you care? Do you want to help? Is that why you brought me, talking to me? That's why we made the niyyah to come. And of course, she was in hijab. She said, Alhamdulillah. I was like, okay, that there's still hope in the world. There's still women out there that genuinely want to care about women like myself and the women that are in Afghanistan, that are trying to cover, that are trying to use love, empathy, and remorse as the language to support. Because we've been through so much. I've been only living for 3 years, and wallahi, I have so much pain, you know? So now, those people have been living there for all their life. Can we start with raham, love, compassion? Can we start not throwing food and bags and rice at my people?
Yes. Talking about your own story, you know, in 2019, you returned to Afghanistan.
Yes.
At a young age, there was the consideration of moving to Dubai, and then you moved to Canada.
Yes.
What made you go back to Afghanistan?
Honest truth, because I wanted to be with my people. I wanted to, you know, I'm so grateful to be in that path, because I was not always trying to be a good Muslim or practicing. I did the rituals, you know, you pray 5 times and everything. But when I realized that I'm going to die, and when I redid my Shahada because I wanted to return to my path and get a chance, I felt so happy, and I still do. And I felt that I wanted to share this unconditional love of forgiveness and letting go. I wanted to bring it to my community. I said, I want to go to Afghanistan. And also the social change I was trying to do through social media, I felt that it needed to be done in real life. I needed to see for my own self, is what being said in the world about my country, is that real? Are really men killing women? What is this? Are really women deprived from education and health? So when I returned, just to honestly, the same questions you have, I had them too, because I lived all my life abroad. So when I returned to Afghanistan, I realized, okay, the people of Afghanistan are broken. They've been deprived from education, health, ugly culture. All the richness we have has been set up for failure. It's not the men, the women. There's such an image that's been created. Even now with the new government, everybody is pushing education of the women. And then now that's been used against us. That we're not going to give your widow money or anything if you don't put women in school. But yeah. The way to do it, you know?
And the Western narrative is obviously portraying how the Taliban is holding back women from education now. But the invasion of the Americans of 20 years, how did that affect women and their ability to, you know, gain education that is obviously not being pushed or being focused on by the Western agenda? And that is obviously a question to ask. So they obviously using this particular issue for their own purpose. It's not that they really have the interest of Afghanistan women. It's only the negative portrayal of Islam that is being portrayed in a particular manner. And I think that is what you are able to do in your particular space to show the correct perspective in this regard.
Yes, you are 100% right. Because if I care about Yusuf, brother, I will offer you water. I'll say, come, brother, come to our home. We have an area. Come sit. And you are more than please, everyone that's listening, please, you come to Afghanistan. Please come. Bring your radio. Bring your brothers. See what it is. Come. You know, if you care, you will show in action, like our great men in our history, like our prophets did. We should put the effort in action. The United States, the foreign agenda, the narrative that is put out about our people is not for us. And it's true. Even now, if they cared about our women, then tell me, why did they become widows? Answer me. Tell me what all these orphans that are on the street, who killed their fathers? Why are my women deprived from so much? Why is Gion district so many people died? It could have been prevented if we had proper infrastructure in place. It would have been prevented if there were clinics. Women would have not died. We had a pregnant 8-month woman that died because there was no nurse. Now who took the responsibility for 21 years of my people? Who decided to be the hero? What happened? And now, not only do you leave and you decide to leave, you also decide to make my people look worse and demand every country to block supporting the destruction you've caused in my country. And they're getting away with it. That's ridiculous, man. That's wrong. That's so wrong on so many levels. And women are constantly used in politics in different ways against their own agenda. And I feel like the women of Afghanistan are being used to fulfill their own agenda and their own motives. And it's not for the community. Because if it were, Joe Biden will say, I'm so sorry for the widows. I'm sorry that I've killed so many children. It was a mistake we did. Can you please let us fix it? But then again, it's the ego, the arrogance, the blindness, the sealing of the heart, you know? But I am sorry. I don't want
to. No. These are the exact points that we'd like to explore, and we want our listeners to get this particular perspective from yourself.
But can I add something? I saw a video. They ask Donald Trump that, "Do you respect Putin?" He said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Why?" He's a killer. And Donald Trump said, "Do you know how many killers we got?" And I want to say the same thing. That Putin is suddenly a narcissist, psychopath, another Hitler, killer, murderer, crazy man. Hello, what about Obama? What about George W. Bush? What about Joe Biden? What about all these men? They ordered men to come to my country and kill people and proudly announce it. And they got elected. They used my country to kill my people to win votes. And now they're... Anyways, ask me something else.
Yes, so these are the issues that are the real issues that really affect the people of Afghanistan and the real situation. Afghanistan continues to be, restricted with the various... restrictions and the sanctions against the country.
Yes.
Getting aid there, as you indicated, is difficult. What is it that, South Africans can do to make a difference?
Well, just like Salam Media did, first thing is they brought me here to share the narrative, share the stories, the life that I'm living in Afghanistan. So that's the first thing we need to do. Bring more women like Mariam's sister and encourage the sisters to be the voices for the Muslim sisters in the truth. Because if we don't do that, somebody else will give a narrative for us, which was happening in Afghanistan. So first, open your hearts and your mind to listening to the stories of the people from the land. And second, all of you, South African community, you've been through this. You're still going through this. Your government is still being diluted. Look at the problems you're having with low shedding. It made me feel a bit home because we have that same problem. So come to us and listen to us, and also focus on helping the people. Don't get fooled or distracted by the destruction and the political nonsense. Honestly, even in our own community, they will use our own people against us. I face those challenges all the time. People get distracted from what really needs to be done. I'm here to ask South African community, Muslim community, Christian community, we're humanity. Allah has created us all in one. He created us in His light, We're all His. We are all one ummah. So now I'm asking all of you to come to us and connect to our people. Help me help my people. I have so many widows that need food, clothing, and I don't want charity. I want you to help me organize businesses and that I can bring to the women and they can start. I have so many young men that are willing to learn, support them, sponsor them. You know, online education is easy these days. Get them Wi-Fi. I can set all that up. We have, alhamdulillah, a huge room. I have a little prayer room. We call it a mosque in my house. I'll bring the brothers. Educate them. It's that simple. We can set it up. And it's a 6 3-month course, quick learning. So they can learn how to help others. It's very easy. Help my sisters. You know, a lot of my people, even myself, we don't know a lot about the correct Islam. We're trying to survive. You know, in Afghanistan, we have arranged marriages. Little girls been married off. It's not the evil people. They're trying to survive. And how can you judge me for that? Haram. Come and talk to me. And if I'm wrong, correct me. Comfort me. These people have been going through trauma all for over 45 years. So I think it's time now we ask our own selves, are we really going to help each other for the sake of Allah? For the sake of goodness? For the sake of one day hoping you will come back to me? Or are we doing it for publicity, for fame, for agendas? Or are we going to be a puppet to a system that was repressed you before and now it's doing it to my people?
Yes, certainly. And as you indicate, you know, the fact that as much as the sisters need assistance, the brothers also need assistance. In a sense that there's also limited opportunity in education, limited employment.
Yes.
They've got the added responsibility of taking care of the widows of their family, their sisters, their, you know, their daughters. Mm-hmm. And equally, all are being affected by the predicament that has been imposed on the country.
Absolutely. Again, I always emphasize that we have to save the families. You know, and it's about... Like, I love my father, I love my mother, and no way I'm going to allow, as long as I am in this, alhamdulillah, has given me a responsibility to be a voice, and Allah has given us social media to be a platform, even that is now diluted and controlled and limited, because I'm experiencing that. But we have responsibility to protect the families and our children, and I'm strong advocate for the mother and the father equally. Because Allah created us different, so we have different responsibility, so we can raise our children to a good future. But we need the mother and the father. Like I said earlier, in Afghanistan, the men are being pushed around, they're using women against them. You know, and I don't want that. I want equal. And also, this whole idea of women's right, it's not fit in every culture. A lot of women in my country, my mom loves staying home. I'm happy that my mom said, even my work that I'm doing is from home. I have brothers that go out for us. Sometimes when I need to go to certain villages where I need to meet with women and female madrasas or school, I go. But a lot of information is brought because we have to respect each other's privacy and space. We cannot put each other in one room because we have to have modesty and respect for each other. I am comfortable with women in certain environment and I have a certain comfort with men. And I feel like we need to start respecting that. And I feel in Afghanistan, with everything that has happened, you know, when a country has been torn, as all of you been through, please, South African community, reflect and remember what your aunts and your grandparents went through. When it all happened, suddenly not everybody went to school. And still you're struggling with that. Are you not, Yusuf, brother? You're still trying to bring education bring value to it. They still struggle. So in Afghanistan, I want to emphasize that please respect the brothers and the sisters. Don't use my women against my brothers. That's going to create another whole bunch of drama. And I know that's sadly happening in the world. Different labels are created, you know, and that labels, there's narrative that's given to them. And those narratives are set up in such a way that it dehumanizes the people. And it desensitizes the people psychologically. So now, first it was the color, then it was the religion, and now it's the gender war. So we've been through enough, and now I want to protect our families. And I hope that this community will support women and sisters and brothers like myself and preserve that little bit of good that we have left. and I now no more stain it, you know?
Certainly. Your story is really a powerful one. You have very noble intentions, and may the Almighty bring all those intentions to fruition, that all your visions and all your dreams in your heart, let it become a reality, and may Almighty Allah make it, you know, fulfill all of that for you, inshallah. You've really touched our listeners with your story, and we make dua that Allah grant you the strength to continue with the great work, that He protects you, that your family and all those around you, and that inshallah, that you know, all those dreams are fulfilled. We appreciate you visiting Radio Islam and sharing this message. Inshallah, this will be the first step for many good things to come in the future, inshallah.
Yes, brother, thank you also for your dua, for your kind words, and for uplifting me and empowering me and reminding me to continue this path. Honestly, it's not easy. I know that I've opened a big can of a lot of things for the world, but it is time. And women, I also encourage all the sisters in the world to speak for your community, to speak for your father, your mother, and because we are powerful, Allah has given a voice and we need to protect that. And also, if I may say to you, so brother, just like Salam Media did for me, I want also Radio Salam Islam to reflect and get back to me and tell me how we're going to move forward. Because I am hoping that all of you will do something with me for my people. Because it's important, and it is time that not only we share narrative, we show in Amal the support as well.
Definitely. You know, you've given us something to think about, okay. Not just the discussion, but the move towards action. Mm-hmm. And we certainly need to internalize that and consider ways in which we can make a difference. Shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Thank you. Bahut shukriya. Assalamu alaikum. Khudai faman.
That was our special guest all the way from Afghanistan, Sister Nadima, at the studios of Radio Islam.